from the gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, webmaster Dr. Eric Karlstrom. I began this website in the fall of 2016 with the goal of learning as much as possible about global organized stalking and mind control operations and sharing that information with others. As a former university professor and a targeted individual myself since at least about 2004, I have researched these topics both from an academic standpoint as well as from my own direct experience. This website is an outgrowth of my naturalclimatechange.org, 911nwo.com, and San Luis Valley waterwatch.com websites, and builds upon and or incorporates information provided in those websites. Having researched these related issues for decades, I can now offer some major conclusions, the chief of which is that through their systematic torture and murder of law-abiding American citizens, the U.S. military intelligence is guilty of committing the highest form of treason imaginable. Indeed, today, the U.S. military wages secret warfare on the people of the world in order to assert full-spectrum dominance over planet Earth and usher in one world government as per UN Agenda 21, or Agenda for the 21st Century, now called Agenda 2030. The U.S. and Israeli governments and their corporate partners now conduct surveillance on everyone, and they secretly deploy high-tech, directed energy, and neuroweapons against probably many millions of targeted individuals, TIs, worldwide who have been extrajudicially placed on terrorism watch lists and classed as enemies of the state. These people are referred to as the target and it in Joint Publication 360 of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and are denied due process of law, their constitutionally guaranteed civil liberties, and the protection of the innumerable state, federal, and international laws and statutes that prohibit such non-consensual targeting, non-consensual experimentation on civilians. These surveillance, targeting, torture, neutralization, and killing operations are part of the U.S. military's unconventional warfare carried out on behalf of the global financial elite by their minions, the intelligence agencies, governments, militaries, and private security contractors against civilian populations in order to suppress the truth, cover up their own crimes, profit from the human trafficking of TIs, and test their latest neuro and non-lethal weapons. The U.S. military's fourth generation warfare is a product of the Revolution in Military Affairs, RMA, that occurred in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Its major components include information warfare, perception management, military operations other than war, low-intensity conflict, cyber warfare, net-centric warfare, psychological operations, psychopolitical operations, and the use of no-touch torture technologies, including non-lethal directed energy and other neuro weapons. These so-called counter-terrorism operations actually constitute terrorism waged against domestic populations. See Mark M. Rich's The New World War: Revolutionary Methods for Political Control, 2011, and excerpts from that book on this website. As per the U.S. military's related civil military and net-centric war doctrines, responsibility and culpability for these criminal, unconstitutional operations is divested among many sectors of society, including law enforcement, DHS, DOJ, FBI, local, state, and federal police, private, corporate, contractors, and local businesses, innumerable civilian and vigilante groups, religions, cults, non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, and many universities and medical facilities, etc. Why? Quote, full-spectrum dominance, end quote, of everything and everyone. What for? Innumerable statements by global leaders tell us why. James Paul Warburg, son of Paul Warburg, both of the Warburg banking family that co-founded the Federal Reserve, stated on February 17, 1950, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, "We shall have world government, whether or not we like it. The question is only whether world government will be achieved by consent or by conquest." Well, the American people never consented to world government. Nonetheless, our nation, world, and Western civilization itself is being conquered incrementally by the international financial elite and their paid minions. Multiple goals and effects of global organized stalking, mind control, electronic torture operations include, number one, massive make-work program. Establishment of a massive make-work program that radically expands the national security enterprise terrorism sector of the economy through A, allocation of billions of federal dollars to watchlist and target generally law-abiding citizens through the DHS-FBI fusion center system, B, human trafficking of TIs as non-consensual human experimentees into military, university, corporate, state, neuroscience, and weapons testing programs, and C, illegal seizure of terminated targets' assets. As revealed in the Iran-Contra scandal of the 1980s, the rogue corporate military intelligence, CIA mafia, networks of the criminal shadow government, the national security enterprise, have also profiteered from international sales of illegal drugs and weapons, the trafficking of sex slaves and children, etc., for many decades. Among many names for this shadow government is Dr. Alfred McCoy's term, covered netherworld. Two, formation of secret armies, formation of vast secret armies of perpetrators, or perps, comprised of military special forces operatives, civilian war fighters, citizen spies, recruited criminals, government agents, informants, spies, surveillance role players, crisis actors, academic and medical cognitive and neuroscience researchers, and others to A, maintain control over all sectors of society, B, squelch all potential dissent and civil rights movements, C, divide and conquer domestic populations, and D, artificially create a civil war in which civilians police, stalk, harass, torture, and kill each other. Three, isolate and remove, ISR, an asset stripping of dissident targets with no-touch torture, non-lethal weapons, organized stalking of targeted individuals by these secret armies is accompanied by development of high-tech, military-grade, non-lethal electromagnetic and neurotech weapons to ISR, isolate and remove, TIs from society. In other words, eliminate, suicide, kill them. Which allows elites and or the state to seize targets' assets through insurance fraud, etc. Four, create worldwide no-touch torture psychotronic concentration camp. Create a no-touch torture electronic Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib-style torture mind control system that can be deployed anywhere on Earth at any time against anyone viewed with disfavor by those in power. Five, create mass shooters through invisible no-touch torture. The Zionist-controlled USA is running COINTELPRO cops, gang stalking, and wireless MKUltra programs on millions of innocent Americans in order to advance a political agenda to create psycho bombs. Mass shooters who create a gun problem so they can ban them, according to Dr. Robert Duncan, CIA scientist, whistleblower, and author of Project Soul Catcher, Volume 2, Secrets of Cyber and Cybernetics Warfare Revealed. Six, cover up their own criminality. Psychological and or physical breakdown, incarceration, institutionalization, slow kill murder of TIs via no-touch torture eliminates dissidents, whistleblowers, truth-tellers, and dissent in general, thus facilitating suppression of the truth and the implementation of the long-sought totalitarian one-world government. Removal of political enemies through these targeted killings also facilitates the cover-up of this and other government crimes, covert ops, and massive propaganda lies, including 9/11, staged false flag terror events, prosecution of illegal wars, the phony war on terrorism, the phony man-caused global warming hoax, etc. 7. Neuroweapons testing, brain and soul mapping, cloning. Military research, development, and refinement of a variety of neuroweapons, as well as the mapping, digital copying, and cloning of human brains and souls, defined as intellect, will, and emotions, is carried out to create A, enhanced cyborg super soldiers, B, a race of transhumanist human-computer cyborg slaves, or biorobots, C, enhancement of conscious AI artificial intelligence supercomputers, D, fascist military intelligence domination of the entire world population through the use of neuroweapons and neurotechnologies which permit remote mind control, torture, and mind influencing, and E, a host of other objectives. 8. Divide and conquer society for total control. Dividing society into three classes: A, predators, including elites and perps; B, prey, including targeted individuals and audiences; and C, clueless and cowardly bystanders, aka the bewildered herd. This divide and conquer strategy facilitates total control of societies by elites and eliminates the threat of genuine protest, meaningful social movements, etc. 9. Create a society of sadists and spies. Traditional Christian values such as love, truth, beauty, honor, kindness, courage, and service to others are replaced in progressively dehumanized societies by a sadistic mafia spook-style thugocracy, or rule by thugs, with a Lord of the Flies jungle mentality in which sadistic, violent guerrilla tactics are commonly employed to, quote, keep the peace. 10. Militarize, weaponize, criminalize, and satanize society. Societies are thus weaponized, criminalized, and satanized to such an extent that these types of illegal and unconstitutional activities continue unreported and unpunished. 11. Creation of New World Order electronic military intelligence vigilante police state. Creation of a global totalitarian corporate-owned New World Order military intelligence vigilante civilian police state linked to AI supercomputers, cell towers, and electromagnetic frequency and advanced neurotech weapons can be covertly deployed against any and all individuals and groups in all sectors of society. Through economic policies, zoning restrictions, and man-caused catastrophes such as the California wildfires, etc., citizens are now gradually being forced out of rural and suburban areas into crowded UN Agenda 21 smart cities, where total physical control can be exerted through control of food, water, and energy, etc., and total psychological and behavioral control can be exerted through this program. 12. Electronic psychotronic genocide of populations. Large populations can be genocided and or turned into biorobots using these technologies. 13. Elites attain immortality. Elites evidently hope to develop and use these brain-to-computer mapping and copying technologies to transform themselves into a race of immortal, omniscient, transhumanist gods who would rule a universal, one-world Antichrist kingdom forever.